American as apple pie. All right, fill in this sentence. As Canadian as poutine? Nope, too local. Maple syrup? Nah, we're looking for a baked good, people. Food writer Steve Dolinsky is on a quest to fill in the blank. He's been poking around the food markets in Toronto, and he thinks he's found the answer. Steve, tell us about your hands-down favorite, something nicknamed a sugar pie.
Yeah, it's really called a butter tart here, though, Marco. You go to any bakery, any market, and you're going to see butter tarts. I mean, every place in Toronto, somebody has got an opinion about a butter tart. They are just all over Ontario.
Is it seasonal, or is it like all year long you get butter tarts?
No way. No, this is like hockey. They talk about it all year long here. I mean, it fits in the palm of your hand. It's a little butter tart, but it's essentially four things. It's eggs, brown sugar, butter, and some corn syrup. And then it's inside of a sort of a flaky pastry shell, what really is like a pie shell, but it's so intense and just packed with sweet and fat.
How many of these butter tarts have you felt you've had to eat?
Probably had about a half dozen so far. There's quite a bit of variation, actually. You know, not everybody uses whole butter. Not everybody uses the greatest brown sugar. On the eastern side of the province, even closer to Quebec, they'll use maple syrup, not just in the maple syrup season, but all year long. I mean, neighborhood bakeries, there's a place called Leah's up in the Witchwood neighborhood, kind of North Toronto. They've got a chocolate pecan version as well.
So you're discovering, Steve, butter tarts for the first time. Let's capture the Canadian passion for butter tarts. Here's one fan, Rebecca LeHoop, kind of breaks it down this way, the butter tart.
Some people like a firmer filling, and some people like it when the filling is kind of like gooey and runny, because sometimes you can actually have so much filling that it's just like too much. You finish and you're like on this crazy, crazy sugar high, or you have so much dough that you're like, so much pastry, you're like, oh, where's the tart, right? So it's like the perfect, you have to have the perfect blend.
Yeah, the perfect blend. I guess it's not that complicated though, Steve. Butter and sugar, a lot of cultures have figured that one out. And yet, my colleague Andrea Crossan, who helms our Canada desk, she's just popped into the studio. And Andrea, what would you like to share with Mr. Dolinsky?
Here's the thing. I've never had a butter tart. When I heard about this, I had no idea. I had to Google it to see what it looks like. You know, I believe you, man. You're the expert on this stuff. But I'm from the West Coast, and we do not do butter tarts.
Well, that's why, because you're from the West Coast. It is not a BC. It's not a Vancouver thing. It is not even a Montreal thing. It is an Ontario thing. They have butter tart tours in Ontario. I mean, you can get on a bus and go eat butter tarts all day. So I don't think it's quintessential Canada coast to coast, but it is really one of their quintessential desserts in this province.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
I'm sure you're absolutely right on that, but just FYI, next time you go to Canada, I'm going to take you to the best coast, and you're going to have some Nanaimo bars, which is what we're famous for, and they're the bomb. And I think that you're going to be, you know, having to rethink your whole butter tart obsession.
Wow. You know, the U.S. has an East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Canada, you guys have East Coast, West Coast, and a Middle Coast rivalry. You do it up.
No kidding. By the way, you know, Rebecca was saying in the interview how you after like, you know, one or two of these, you might get too much of a sugar high. After two bites, I was done for the week. I mean, these are really intense. There's a lot of sweetness to this.
We're sweet people. They are
sweet people. They got sweet tooths. They need something because, you know, they eat all that poutine with all the fries and the cheese curds and the gravy, and you got to have something to kind of wash that down, a little sweetness.
That's why we need universal health care. And seriously, man, you need a Nanaimo bar. Trust me on this one.
I've heard of Nanaimo. Nanaimo's a place,
Nanaimo's
isn't it?
A place. It's on Vancouver Island, and it's a bar. It's got like graham cracker crust on the bottom. The middle bit is like a custard made with butter icing, and then the top you have melted chocolate.
Wow. Oh,
it's
God.
Like,
it's a total,
it's like a
diabetic
moon
coma.
Pie for like Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, it's crazy sweet.
All right. I'll let you know when I go to Vancouver.
Yeah, I'll send you to my mom's house.
My colleague at the Canada desk, Andrea Crossan, and of course, food writer Steve Dolinsky, who joins us from Toronto on the trail of the perfect butter tart. Steve, Andrea, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks.